7-0.
Blog Talk Radio.
Just like that, what's up, everybody? Charlie Zone, I'm the best boxer in the world. Yeah. Okay, 305 was a fucking brutal win, man. Some fucking drunk Russian dude. I know him, man. His name's Paul. Motherfucker comes up. Now I'm talking to, like, I remember Isaiah, the one that I ragdolled. Yeah, we're cool, like, just like me and Anthony Thompson. Anyways, this Russian guy grabs me, and I go, bam, man. I'm like, what the fuck? Even Isaiah was like, what? He's like, man, you killed that motherfucker. He's like, what the fuck? Yeah, I knocked him out, man. What the fuck? Well, no, but that was clear-cut self-defense. And then, yeah, then I had more wins. And then some big-ass black guy. Look, I fight for competition. I don't care if the person hates me. I don't care if the person respects me. I fight for comp, the speed and power that I possess. Like, even if I miss the first shot, I'm going to connect the second one. You know what I mean? Like, it happened when... So, anyway, so... Some huge heavyweight, I'm like, yo, you want to box? Like, I had MMA gloves, and I'm like, I'm Charlie Z, world champion. He's like, who? And he's like, who? Like, I'm like, wait, what? You don't say who to, everybody knows who I am, shit. Fucking, I have 100 million viewers, and I asked Kim Kardashian out on TV, so I punched this guy in the nose, man. He was holding on to his nose, and then I encountered at night some fucking idiot. I swung at him. And he missed. I missed, and he backed up like crazy, and then he got scared, and first I thought, and I got in a stance, I'm like, let's go, punk, boxing, let's go. And this dude got so fucking scared, like, I thought he was about to, you know, fight, and I was about to knock him out, and then he got, like, a wooden, some bullshit that the plumber, some plumber equipment, that, you know how those plumbers that work next to my house? And he got that, and he thought that was going to scare me, and I was still there. I'm like, man, you're a bitch, man. I'm like, he didn't want to fight. He changed his mind, clearly. He's a pussy. I should have counted that as a win, but, you know, I didn't, you know. Of course it's a win for me. I just don't want to count it. I'm not chasing any records. I'm just winning fights, man. 307-0. Now, let's get to the main event. Big, huge motherfucker, man. The guy looked like fucking that punk Suge Knight. It's rotting in fucking jail now. Let's see. And this dude, like, really, he didn't do anything bad to me. I'm just thinking, man, this guy is fucking huge. I'm saying this shit will look good on the resume, beating his ass. You know what I mean? Suck him up and challenge him. You know what I mean? In Russia and Ukraine, it's like people consider it normal when you're a fighter and you go out and challenge people to fight. I'm a fighter. So, the best fighter. I punched this guy with a right jab. He put up his hands, and I'm like, dude, this guy's like, I'm guessing 230, maybe more, 240 pounds, in shape, not some big, huge, bald, fucking intimidating as fuck black guy. Besides the GOAT, who would come up to him? Nobody. Maybe Wilder would, I guess. I don't know. The point is nobody really would come up to him and challenge him to a fight. Not only did I challenge him, but I punched him right in the fucking face, man. And I stood right there, and he's like, hey, you better keep walking, boy. And I'm like, or what? And I just stood right there in front of him. And he just got in his car and left. That's it. 307 or no? 304 got filmed, how I ragdolled Isaiah. I'm the best to ever do it. Charlie Zona was number one. Yeah, man, about Kim, I like her a lot. I mean, it's just like... I'm reading some comments here on Facebook, like, I hate Facebook, honestly, so many fucking trolls, man. No, this guy was, like, a fan, I believe, I don't know, but what he said was just, like, didn't make any sense. Hold on. Hold on, I'm trying to read this shit. These delusional haters are fucking always reporting me and shit, you know what I mean? One second. Alright, here we go. Bro, you can do so much better than her. He's referring to Kim Kardashian. Okay, but I don't understand. She's hot as fuck. She's beautiful. Yeah, I know she has baggage, but I told you, when she sees that TV interview, there won't be any more baggage. You know what I mean? But, like, I just don't get why all the hate towards her. Like, what the fuck? You can do so much better than her. Who? I mean, you can get a duplicate. You can get. I can get a girl just as hot as her, but better. I mean, like, I don't know, man. People have different tastes. You know, I like Kim. I like girls like Anastasia. I like, but Anastasia, like, all right, let me explain what happened. All right, see, look. See, what? Why did I? Man, I can ask my people to do it. Well, the interview with Kim is going up no matter what. No matter what. You know what I mean? Anastasia is super sexy. I mean, that ass is just, that ass is amazing. I mean, fuck. I mean, that, wow. Hold on, one second. Yeah, I'm not arguing. I'm a little bit. Yeah. So, Charlie's the greatest. Yeah, Facebook is awful, man. It's fucking awful website. It used to be a great website. Now it's just so many trolls. It's just fucking awful, man. I honestly hope the haters fucking flag me so I can get banned from there. I hate that. I haven't been going on there. I hate that website. It's just ridiculous. I mean, like, how can you give me a warning when these people are fucking talking mad shit about me 24/7 on that website? I'm going out and knocking everyone the fuck out. But yeah, man, just 307-0. I told motherfuckers, I'm like, yo, I'm going to have more than 300 wins. People are like, it's just, they're like, oh, are you going to get to 300, champ? 300? I'm like, how about 307, man? 308, 309, 310, are they all going to be this year, man? Fuck, man, it's actually quite possible I even get to, like, 316 or 350. And if I keep going at this pace, but the thing is, I don't want to keep going at this pace, man. These trolls are so fucking stupid, man. If they're retarded, you know. If they want me to retire from boxing, then all they have to do is stop talking shit. But they can't. They're mentally retarded. You people need help, man. When this fucking shit goes up, I'm telling you, the only way I give up on Kim is if she says no. She's never said no. No, but this is different. Yeah, stay out of it. I don't care how famous she is. I'm super famous myself, man. We're both famous. Me and Kim are both extremely famous celebrities. So if it happens, it's going to be a power couple. Daria was beautiful. Daria wasn't famous, but now she is. Not like Kim, obviously, but still. Hot as fuck, just as hot as Kim. I married Daria. You know, I spent 2 years with her. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, what the fuck? You know, yeah, she was, you know, single. She didn't have kids. It was, you know, easier to get her. Okay, but... but hey, you know, like, I don't think getting back with my wife would be the right thing to do for me. Because she's dramatic, like, always drama. Like, of course, at first, I'd, you know, fuck the lights out of her, and like I did, we'd have sex 24/7, and then eventually, you know, look, I'm good, man. I already went that route. I'm good. I'm cool, man. I already have enough legal shit in L.A. Like, I don't want any, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want any, yeah, fuck that. I'm cool. Yo, champ, what if Kim turns out to be, you know, crazy like your ex-wife? I'm still going to stay with her, man, because that's Kim, bro. That's it. Well, unless it's like some, like, Claudia shit or something. Unless she's, yeah, I can't imagine, you know, leaving her, man, if I get her, man. It's fuck the, no, hell no. No, I don't think. I've seen her once for a glimpse, but you can't really tell shit from a glimpse, right? Oh, yeah, another thing. To all you derelict trolls. All right, remember I talked to Kate, right? Her publicist. Okay, well, the reason I can get Kate, but she's, come on, Doug, she's her publicist. It's like due to respect. But, yeah, do you understand what it takes to get through this, you know, the security gate and all the cameras over there? You can't just go in there and just, you know what I mean? You can't just, like, go there. You have to make an appointment. She said, it's on fucking video. She said, yeah, we were on the phone with you. Who do you think owns that place? Who do you think calls it Kim Kardashian? What, you think Kate is the owner of that place? No offense, Kate looks good, too, but not, you know, not as good as Kim, but I'm saying, who do you think gives approval to all the people that go into that place that I went into on video? Kim Kardashian's office. Who do you think, I mean, come on. Who do you think gives approval to Kate, to MK. She approved me to come, which is very mysterious that she didn't respond after that. She did, but it was like a cryptic answer. I'm talking about like she didn't go on a date with me after that. It's because she has a crazy husband and, you know, but look, like I said, I'm about to change all this shit. Once and for all. You know what I mean? No, the haters know I can get her. They're freaking out because of her budget. They're like, oh, fuck, you know, if he gets Kim, he's going to be a multimillionaire. I'm going to be rich no matter, well, I'm not really like, I'm the best fighter. I'm not, money was not like, yeah, but now it's time to get paid. And, you know, like I said, man, documentaries and interviews. I mean, you think I'm doing this for free? You haters are in for the rudest awakening you have ever been in, man. This is gonna be the most painful punch that you've ever fucking received. You physically got your ass beat when I beat Tempo and that other hater. You people are fucking done, man. I'm telling you. Whether I get her or not, you're done. Then if she says no, I'll get another hottie just as hot as Kim, man. You people are fucking done. Done. You Facebook retards. Fucking schizophrenic fucking losers, man. To hate on a boxer who wins all the time, 24/7. Some Russian dude grabs me, and I knocked this guy out so bad that this motherfucker probably felt like a fucking bus hit him, man. You should have seen him after I hit him, man. Like, you seen Isaiah literally fucking, like, I punched him into the goddamn road. Just imagine that was you. Fuck, man, you people are retarded, man. Literally. Pound for pound radio, Charlie's on off the greatest. Yeah, son. I fight all the time, man. It's like when they say, when's your next fight? Oh, they mean like, when's your next boxing match? I don't know, dog. I box on the streets a lot, man. Maybe I'll take a little break today and we'll see. I've been being some big-ass fucking motherfuckers, man. I've been being some good comp, man. Yeah, just like when I go to the gym, like I challenge fighters. I challenge people, everybody, and I ask them. I ask them about their fighting prowess. I'm like, all right, are you a boxer? Are you a Marine? Are you an MMA fighter? Are you Muay Thai? Like, anything at all? Like, fucking, you know? And they're at least wrestling and boxing are different, but anything, any kind of fighter, you know? Like, some wrestlers do MMA, you know? Well, actually, yeah, they do. Some, yeah. A lot of them do, actually. But my point is I do now on the streets, I do the same thing. I come up and I challenge, and I even have video of it. And if somebody says, hey, I'm not interested, and I just leave them alone. I don't attack them unless they, like, give me a reason to. The guy that looks like Suge Knight, that guy, yeah, come on, man. Fuck that motherfucker. That doesn't mean he's a bad person just because he looks like a bad person. But like I said, I need to land that power on somebody, right? Yeah, the Russian guy deserved it the most, man. The two big-ass heavyweights, black heavyweights that I beat, yeah, they were good opponents, and I crushed them. But the Russian guys, and I'm Russian myself, proof that they're like, I'm not, oh, come on, everybody knows I'm not a racist, man, what the fuck. Yeah, the Russian dude deserved to get his ass beat the most, and he got hit the hardest, honestly, man, goddamn. That dude got hit with a fucking bomb, man. Yeah, Isaiah actually, he got obliterated, but he, you know, lasted 24 seconds. These other guys are getting their ass beat in 1 second. I mean, literally. So, yeah, I mean, one hitter quitter. Isaiah's the only opponent. That was my best win of the year. But Isaiah's the only opponent that lasted more than, like, 1 or 2 seconds, literally. So, yeah, he was running away. He was backing up and shit. But come on, you could tell the guy's a fighter. You know what I mean? He blocked maybe, like, shot or two, and then I knocked him out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, even if I miss, I'm still gonna. If I miss the first one or second shot, I usually never miss the second shot. If I miss the first shot, then I'm definitely gonna connect the second one. Like, I fought Teardrop in 2012, and, like, I missed the first two punches, and then the third one, bam, right in the chin, knocked his ass out, and that shit was legendary. You know? Yeah, so, I mean, I'm killing beating everybody, killing all comp, you know, in boxing. And bare knuckle fighting, man, the best in the world, Charlie. Number one, P for P. Yeah, some dude was talking about Alexander Usyk. Are you serious, man? Bro, I talked to that bum a while ago. That guy has 16 fucking fights, bro. I have 307 fights. The experience level, the speed, the power. I would obliterate that motherfucker. One punch. Damn, these people just don't get it, do they? I beat Deontay Wilder. Wilder would knock Alexander Usyk out. I knocked Deontay Wilder out with one punch. I hate Deontay Wilder, but I have to be objective, though. He would beat Usyk. And I'd beat Wilder. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, fuck y'all. I would love to box Usyk and knock his ass out. We actually agreed to box in his gym in Ukraine, but the thing is, let him come here. Why do I have to go to Ukraine? I'm the champ. I'm the undisputed champion of the world. This is it. This whole WBC, WBO, IBF, IBA crap, I already exposed that shit. If you want to get extremely technical, then I'm the WBC heavyweight champion because I beat Deontay Wilder. Yeah, I'm not a heavyweight. I'm a light heavyweight. But it's not about what I weigh. It's about that I punched Wilder in the face and knocked his bitch ass out. That's what makes me the champ. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't need to make any posts or videos about Kim anymore. I just do it because I like her a lot, you know what I mean? It's like, it's hard to, like, not talk about a girl that you like a lot, you know what I'm saying? I don't think she's going to get any more babies with Kanye West. If she gets a fifth one with him, oh, yeah, then even the interview, like, then I'll be like, fuck this, you know? Yeah, it's too much. But I think not a bold prediction, a pretty fucking great prediction. I think her baby number 5 is coming from me, dog. Yeah. Oh, yeah, about Anastasia, she's fucking gorgeous and sexy, and that ass is wow. I mean, like, Jesus Christ, like, she's stuck up, man. I don't know, but bro, I made a video, and that's it. And I can ask my people and be like, yo, can y'all interview me again, and I'll ask out another girl. I can do that, but the thing is, I don't know, man. Think about it. First mainstream interview, Kim K is the, like, number one girl. I mean, I will be fucking shocked, disappointed, if she says no. I'll move on forever if she says no to this, because this is, like, mainstream media platform. And when I say mainstream is a joke, mainstream boxing is a joke. In general, mainstream is fine. Yeah, of course. I'm an underground world champion, but with mainstream fame, hundreds of millions of viewers, the entire world knows who I am. You know what I'm saying? Including Kimberly, obviously. I met her, man. Come on. Yeah, I like Jessica Simpson, too, but she's married with kids, though. With Kim is different, I already explained. Look at what I said. Facebook is, like, the worst social media fucking... Look at these fucking idiots. Knocked that motherfucker's face off tonight, 10 tonight. See y'all tomorrow. Yeah, man, the fucking huge son of a bitch, man. Fucking heavyweight, man. Just rocked his ass, man. I'm unbeatable, man. Nobody can fuck with me. Look at these Facebook losers, man. I told Troy, I'm like, how do you fucking go on this website? And Troy's my dog, but he was like, my grandmother, I'm like, call, because he talks to his grandmother, I'm like, bro, call your grandma. How do you go on this? This website's fucking, I'm posting on there because that's like the only, like, hold on, what else can I don't really need to, but like, you know, hold on somewhere. Yeah, this is a horrible website, man. There's so many fucking trolls, man. Was fucking brutal, man. You all seen 304, man. 305 was fucking brutal. I mean, Jesus Christ, what a right hand. Right cross, too. Like, I don't even throw right cross. I will now. Shit, man. I throw right hooks, left and right hooks. Hooks, yeah, I'm both. I'm going to do it. Bro, I hit him with the right cross. His head nearly fucking flew off, man. Yeah, I can't wait. I literally can't wait for this, for all this to go on TV, man. I swear, man. These haters, yeah, they trust me, man. These people are mentally sick. Even if I get Kim Kardashian, they're already like, they're gonna run. They're gonna be silenced, and they're gonna be like, fuck, like, oh shit. Some of them might even kill themselves, but the ones that will like remain alive, they're gonna talk shit about her. They're gonna say all kinds of names about her, just like they did with Daria. Trust me. Trust me, these haters are mentally sick fucking people. They fucking flag me, flag hard, and then when they get me banned from like Instagram or whatever, and then one of these idiots come back and they're like, yo, champ, you should come back on Instagram. These people are fucking sick. They're retarded, and I'm telling you punks right now. I already seen you people. Okay, Temple beat his ass, then he ran away. Another hater, August 1st, boom, left hook, fucked him up. If I keep catching you faggots. This is it. And trust me, and when you get scared and say, oh, I'm a fan, you know what else I'm good at besides boxing? Picking up vibes. Who's real, who's not. Sometimes it's really hard to tell, but most of the time I could tell. Look at these retards just running their fucking mouth. Hey, fat ass. Yeah, it's a done deal. Done deal. Fucking huge right jab yesterday. Bam! Fucking ragdoll that fucking Isaiah black belt. Yeah, these Anthony Thompson, Isaiah. These guys deserve. I seen him yesterday. Yeah, he lives in the area now. These guys deserve more credit. Even though you can't really like see. Well, you could. I mean, if they decide to post their other fights, but. You've seen them fight with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm the GOAT. I beat everybody. Charlie Zonoff, number one pound for pound. Hold on one second. Real 7-0. Yesterday, man, beat the fuck out of a lot of motherfuckers, man. Hold on. Facebook sucks. Not 99. 100% of haters are, and trolls are all soft and afraid to put gloves on. Baddest man on the planet, Charlie Zonoff, live right now on air, pound for pound radio. Yeah, before Facebook was good, you know, like but like that was before past tense, like 2012 when I beat Derek the Giant, 2011 when I beat Mayweather. But now it's like just there's way more trolls there. It's just like literally it's troll book. It's like fuck. It's so irritating being on there. I mean, I thought YouTube was bad, man. Fuck. Like, what the hell? These people are retarded. Charlie's a number one. Yeah, John Jones, man, that guy's not in my fucking league, man. I hit that guy with one punch, he'll be out, man. He'll be KO'd or TKO'd. Why does it matter? The point is all win. Well, yeah, KO's better, but, like... So I was zoning off. Number one pound for pound. Yeah, if Deontay Wilder wants a motherfucking rematch, he can come get it. I'll knock him out. He's a fucking retard, you know. Like, it's a tragedy what happened with his daughter, but it's but look, man. Like I even said, you know, I wish his daughter all the best. Hopefully, she can, you know, recover it, you know, from whatever she said. That's horrible. That's awful. But the thing is, it's like, why is he taking it out on other people though? Like, it's not their fault. I'm glad I knocked that guy out. I didn't even know he had a daughter. How was I supposed? Okay, how is it possible for me to talk shit about his daughter when I had no idea he even had kids? And I don't talk shit about people's kids, no matter how bad the person is. I never touch kids. Yeah, you know, just jealous trolls and shit. They're always talking shit saying my ex-wife was a prostitute and all this bullshit. And I'm telling you, they're going to... Yeah, that's interesting. When I get Cam... If I get Cam, assuming... what are they going to say then? I mean, like, who cares, really? You're a fat tard, motherfucker. I'm sorry, I'm just, you know, telling some retard what time it is. Yeah, that's why I said Facebook is just a joke website. It's just a bunch of fucking, bunch of trolls. Yeah, just ignore, put them on ignore mode. I can go over time. Charlie Zay, number one pound, 4 pound. Yeah, I think it would be a good idea to get the real weight in the gym, but then again, like, it just sporadically happens, and when I feel like challenging motherfuckers, I just, you know, put on boxing or MMA. See, because when you're boxing gloves, like, if cops see you with boxing gloves on the street, they're gonna, that's like, damn, like, this motherfucker's trying to fuck somebody up. MMA gloves, too, but see, well, MMA gloves, you still fingers are out, you know what I mean? But like, you get it, yeah, that's, you know. You could do a lot more damage with MMA gloves, though. But, man, that Russian dude that I knocked out, there was no gloves. It was bare knuckle. I didn't go hunting. I didn't expect any fight. I knocked him out, motherfucker. And then, like, after I knocked him out, I'm like, why'd you grab me, you idiot? And I'm like, I'm a fucking boxing champion. I fucked you up. He's like, oh, I'm kind of drunk. I'm like, kind of drunk? I'm like, that's not an excuse, dog. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, that's... No, yeah, that was clear-cut self-defense, man. You know what I mean? Going over time. Yeah, shout out to Rodney Troy, all the but I got millions of fans all over the world, and you know, what can I say? Anybody I didn't mention, Murphy. I mean, there's a lot of fans, you know, everybody. That's why I don't like, you know, mentioning by name, but you know, just people that like Rodney's been my homie for a long time, so. Yeah, man, my last girlfriend was fucking gorgeous, dude. Natalia, man, like, yeah, man, we broke up. I was in love with her, man. Like, every fucking day, I'd see her almost every day and shit. And I didn't mention Kim for like literally 3 weeks because I was with Natalia for 3 weeks. I did not even, yeah, why would I mention another girl? It's just every time I'm single, like, my feelings always come back for Kim Kardashian, man. That's why I think she's the one. Straight up, like, Natalia's a girl I physically dated, you know what I mean? Hell, Daria, the girl that I married, that I had a wedding with, why am I over all these girls, but I'm not over Kim? Ask yourself that question. Well, I mean, because she's probably the right girl for me, man. The whole 4 kids, Kanye West, that sucks, but who's gonna care, like, once she sees the interview and assuming she likes it and calls me and we go on a date, who's going to care about Kanye West? That guy's a fucking bum, dude. Kanye West is a troll. Musician, yeah, what? Dog, this guy made a fucking song about, fuck, man, about his own wife saying some really crazy shit, man. Like, I can't believe she still hasn't dumped him yet for me, but whatever, she will, trust me. Kim is a mainstream girl. She likes TV stuff. Okay, well, that's why I went mainstream for, meaning like interview for her, and I asked her out. That's it. I don't think she'll say no, man. If she says no, then I'll get another girl. That's it, man. It's not the end. It won't be the end of the world, but I'll be upset. I'll say that. I'll be upset. It'll be like, oh, fuck, it sucks. You know, we've put all this effort, waited this long. Like, I don't know if I'm going to wait. Because, like, meaning, like, in between time, am I going to, you know, bang other females, you know, other girls? I don't know, we'll see. It depends on her. If she doesn't post pictures of Kanye West, then I'll wait. But if she does, then I won't wait. You know? So, yeah, that's it, man. 307 or no, man. Yesterday, man, came up to a fucking heavyweight, man. Rocked his ass. Multiple, man. Just, nobody can beat me. That's it. Just best boxer ever, man. Best street fighter ever, man. I'm a boxer. I'm a boxer who fights outside of the ring. Outside, you know, I fight in the gym, in the ring, outside the ring, outside the gym, in the street, everywhere. I fight everywhere, man. The greatest fighter of all time, Charlie Zelenoff. Number one pound for pound. Yeah, these trolls are literally going to be suicidal when I get the girl I've always wanted, man. Kim Kardashian, you people are going to be on suicide watch. You're not going to feel good. Oh yeah, so like I said, they're like, oh fuck, because of her, she's super rich. I don't care how much money she has. If Kim was poor, I would still want her the exact same way, man. Look how hot she is, bro. All this bullshit, oh, plastic surgery, man. Who cares, plastic surgery or not? She's fine as fuck. I've seen her pictures before the plastic surgery. She was still hot, man. Fuck out of here, man. See, she's not even my girl yet, and I'm defending her. But yeah, man, I've been knocking everyone the fuck out, man. Fucking pro, literally, I found finding pro fighters on the street and beating their ass, man. Excuse me, pro fighters, yeah. Pro fighters. I show them what a real pro fighter is. I hate commercial fighters. These guys are fucking bums, man. They hype each other up. They fight once a year. They collect their paycheck. And then for the next 11 months, these motherfuckers don't do anything. Nothing. They just go MIA. These guys are not real fighters. They're not. Street fighters, like, on the street, would beat the shit out of, like, these Tyson Furies and these bums and shit. Like, these guys are so overrated. And their fans are beyond, they're so, their fans are so fucking, BoxRec.com fans are so delusional. What happened to BoxRec? Who exterminated that website? Yeah, it's still there, but who's taking their hits? Me. And that's why they fucking hate me. But if you're so legit, why did HBO Boxing? HBO is a great channel now, man. No, they got good movies on there, you know. What the fuck? I'm serious. Even I was watching HBO. I usually don't watch TV much, but like, I just watch, like, if I watch TV, I'm going to watch basketball. You know what I mean? I watch my fights on YouTube. I knock people out. And that's it, man. And these fucking retards keep, like, reporting me and shit now on Facebook. And, like, I hate Facebook. I just use it, like, because, you know, I just need to post, you know. I don't need to. I just like posting about my wins, you know. I got to keep, you know, the updates. 307-0, man. Charlie Zonov, number one. Hey, 308, calling it right now. I'm going to connect a vicious fucking punch, and I'm going to win.